Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, final hour of the show. Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Just a couple of minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Just a big weekend. A lot went on this weekend. Obviously, this time of year, you got everybody playing. You got, obviously, college and pro football. You got the basketball team playing. You got the MLS team going on the road and pulling the biggest upset we've ever seen in that league's playoff history.
Yes.
And a lot of other stuff as well. We'll get back into college football, big picture, Georgia specific, but big picture as well at 1:20, and then an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up.
Dude, you were just talking about it because I saw it this morning, what happened over at Kennesaw State, and you telling me y'all had the coach on while I was gone.
Yeah, we had Coach Bohannon on a couple weeks ago after they got that big win.
I like how he came out and said, no, they fired him, basically.
Yeah, they
fired me.
Yeah, so they put out there that he had stepped down.
Yeah, no.
And he was like, no, I didn't.
I didn't step down nothing.
I stepped down.
Y'all fired me, which is crazy because – you know, I mean, obviously he's been there from the start and everything like that, and then they flexed whatever happened and how good they were into moving up a level. And they just I know they're in the FBS or whatever, but they got FCS rosters.
Yeah, it was going to take a build.
Yeah.
And you know, people would say, build, well, he's been there. Well, he was there at the FCS level. Right. They won a lot of games at the FCS level. And then they take that step up, and they didn't have the roster to compete. Obviously, they're 1-8. They had that one really big win. So I would have thought, and again, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know the inner workings of the Kennesaw State Athletic Department.
Because we do not.
But I really like talking to Coach Bohannon. We had him on a couple different times throughout his time there, and most recently a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I asked him about was, how cool is it to coach your kids? Because two of his kids play for, like, literally his sons play for the teams. And he talked about how special that is. And now that's over with.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know what all goes on. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
For them. Now I don't know if that makes it harder to hire the next guy or whatever, but I don't know. Seemed like he probably had a little bit of benefit of the doubt.
You would think so, right?
To give it a shot.
You would think so, right?
The FBS level.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate and bad situation, but yeah, I thought, you know, them trying to do they have something in mind of what the leadership, what they want?
They're going to hire.
Hire what?
Oh,
that's my thing about
it. Urban Meyer. I'm going to go get him. Mm-hmm. Go get Urban.
I mean, Urban like Kennesaw?
Who doesn't? Kennesaw's great. We were up there Friday. Remember? We were in Kennesaw Friday.
We were.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Twin Peaks.
You were looking at me like, no, remember how fun it was?
Yeah, no. When you said we, I'm thinking you and the family. That's what I'm like.
You and me.
Oh, yeah. We were up there in Kennesaw. And Bo.
It was awesome.
And Bo was with us. It's always fun up there, man. It's always fun up there until lion-ass series. That's 2 weeks in a row. We were up there in Marietta and then over there in Kennesaw. That I trusted that broad.
Oh, all right? Yeah.
Two times in a row, I done trusted this broad.
Yeah, she'll pump fake you.
Dude.
She'll get you on the freeway, and then the traffic will add 30 minutes.
Yeah, man. I trust this broad back-to-back weeks.
Do you ever, like, the way you're talking about it sounds like maybe there's a yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, when you're driving and she's giving you directions and maybe you knew, do you ever cuss at her a little bit? I know.
Yep.
I know that.
I sure do.
Talk to me like that,
I knew,
Siri.
I do.
Good. I cuss at Siri too. How did the Shrek Battery.
It was
Friday
dude,
night.
It was so many people out there. The whole little
it was nice.
The whole little patio thing was like full to the brim and everything. So yeah, we had a good time. I went over there to the place where we always go to get beers, and so I sat out right there because you can still see the screen. And I just put a chair,
like at the Terrapin Bar.
Yeah, Terrapin Bar outside. Yeah. I just posted up, brought a chair by the bar, ate, drank, and everything like that. Then we just went home. Yeah, because I kept thinking, I was like, she'd probably be mad at you, Randy, if you went somewhere else. Like, at least she can, like, you can. I can go over there if she needs something.
Or like, you're not really with them?
Yeah, or help with the boys. So I was like,
but you're not.
Because I was going to go to Burn and fire up one. And then, so I was like, Randy, you know. Might not be the best thing for you to leave your wife out here with these two kids. Because she's done it before with them, but you weren't here. You're here. Yeah, why don't you just stand right here at the bar? Oh, hey, baby, you want something to eat or something and everything like that? So, yeah, played it cool. Played it cool.
I think that was the right choice.
It definitely was. Yeah. It definitely was.
Because when you were talking about it on Friday, I was like, all right. Well, none of my business.
But you know how I am, Bo. I don't
none
know,
of my
no.
business.
And that's the thing about it is because
it seemed like. Doesn't seem whatever.
I mean, you know, usually I'm one of them dudes. You know, I ain't afraid of my woman at all.
Of course not.
No, I ain't afraid.
Not
like,
a fear.
You know, fear thing.
No.
It's just like in all fellas, we got this same thing. You don't want to hear her mouth. You don't want to hear her mouth. I mean, come on, it's all it is. You just don't want to hear her mouth because you done came out here with us, and then you just gonna leave me over here with these two kids while you over there smoking a cigar. You could have stayed home and smoked a cigar.
You don't want to hear that.
Which I could have done.
That's true.
It was good. It was so many damn people out there.
Good.
So many people out there,
good.
Man.
The headline is, it was awesome.
It was good. We had a good time.
That's all that matters.
Good time, man. Good. Got me out of the house and everything. And like you said, it was wonderful, man. It was such a nice night.
Good. That's what we care about. Date night went good. Solid. Thumbs up.
Y'all should get the hotel, man.
Yeah. I don't know. We did enough without it.
Yeah. How long did y'all stay out?
I don't know. 10:30.
The Wild Buckers, baby.
Yeah. I mean, look. 10:30's late. 10:30's late.
The damn Buckers. Y'all some wild ones, man.
Speaking of pump fakes, though, we got they're asleep. Like, oh, good. Great. So now we can think about it. Because one of the whole purposes of date night is someone else does that.
Yes.
Right?
Put the kids to sleep.
Someone else puts the kids to sleep. That's the, you know. But as soon as we walked in, there she was. It's like, whatever. My mom was like, she was asleep.
Right.
And now she's not.
Yeah.
And then she was wide awake.
Yeah.
And then my wife went to sleep and my mom left. And then
it's just y'all two.
Just the two of us. The date went great. And then it ended up. She was like, why? It was like 12 o'clock. We were watching some game. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, well, all right. I'm going to have a couple more drinks.
Might as well.
We're
might
up.
As well. Yeah. What are you up now?
What do you want? Some chocolate milk? What are we doing?
Oh, man.
What do you need?
What the hell?
All right.
Why aren't you asleep?
You were asleep. What are we doing? All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow! Well, he was great.
He was great.
That's Bijan Robinson talking about self-inflicted wounds. And he's right. I mean, that's usually something we talk about when we talk about, like, penalties and stuff like that. There was just guys not doing their job yesterday. Like, he busted coverages and missed kicks and stuff like that. Bijan went 20 for 116 and 2 touchdowns and has been playing awesome.
He's playing really good.
Like, just really been consistent.
He's been playing really, really good, man. They ran the ball, damn near 6 yards a carry, 5.7 yards a carry. Talking about
sure
the Falcons,
did.
They could have kept running the football.
They could have.
Because they got plenty of opportunities to do it. You know, the defense, they played pretty good in the second half, all three and outs, getting Kurt and then the ball back, and it just would not put the ball in the end zone. But when we had a caller earlier, it's always three phases. We understand that. And you need a lot of times all three or two out of three or something like that to win a football game. You'd rather have three out of three. But you had opportunities, your kicker, to win game for you, to score points for you. And he just didn't come through. And so, you're back to, like, you know, like looking like a team that people kept saying, well, I don't trust this team. Now they're going to win the South. All right. And that's the most important. They're going to win the South. They don't want to be in the playoffs, all those different things. Like, we understand that part because Carolina is still awful, even though they won back to back games, but they're still awful. So the Falcons should win that football game, but they can't put themselves in a situation where you talk about the seeding part of it. And dude, you just want to win the South, get a home playoff game, and that's it. Like, you should want more than that. And I'm not saying that they don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit up there and say that they don't want more.
Of course they do.
All right.
But it's not, you know, it's more about analyzing it and being honest about it. Of course they want to be 10-0.
Right.
They're not.
No.
And the reason they're not is because they have deficiencies. And they show up most Sundays, and sometimes they can overcome them. Sometimes they can't. They have a lot of good things going for them as well, which is why they're 6-4. But, yeah, I mean, when we talk about it before the season, the expectation for me was to be the best team in the South.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. I'm glad they are.
Yes.
That was what I expected. Then after that was, what else can you be? And there's been indicators at times that maybe they could be a little bit more than that. Oh, wow. All right. The way they won this game, or they put 5 out of 6 and the offense clicking and stuff like that. And then you have a performance like yesterday, and you have the performance like the Seattle game. Mm-hmm. Thought like maybe the Seattle game flatness would show you that you're capable of that any given weekend. And they talked about it like that, but then they came out again flat yesterday. So I don't know. Maybe it wasn't flat. Maybe they just played bad.
Yeah, exactly.
In the first quarter.
Didn't show up.
Yeah.
You just didn't show up. The Saints punched you in the face instead of you punching them in the face.
Yeah, and they kind of did, but like it certainly would have felt like that if that Taysom Hill touchdown had been upheld.
Right.
Right? Like that would have been like, damn.
But it was not.
All right, but it wasn't. So you got a benefit. And I don't know. It was a 50-50 call. I'm surprised they called that in New Orleans. Like,
but it was like, but as soon as it happened, like, oh, here we go.
Oh,
again.
So here we go again. Here is 88 yards,
here
right?
We go here, we go again. Here we go again. Here we go.
But they called it back. So it was like, all right, so good. So new coach energy, whatever. It didn't look like new coach energy. It just looked like you
just didn't play well.
Didn't
play very good.
At the beginning
man.
Of the game.
And so, I mean, but the thing, you bounce back, you take the you take over plays, time of possession, all these different things, and yet you still are not able to convert field goals. I know one was blocked. All right, fine. Don't make the other ones. Make one another one or something like that. But you pushing the ball right and left, there's no win unless there's something we don't know in the air. And you know, it is an old building, Andy. It could be a draft that comes through one of the vents. I don't know. But that was awful.
No, I think it was just missed.
That was bad.
I think it was just missed kicks, unfortunately. So then you reassess. I mean, you're 10 games in, right? Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good sample size to talk about a football team. A lot of good. Still a lot of deficiencies. Mm-hmm. Can't even sniff the court.
I guess they
moved him off his spot.
They moved him off his spot a couple times. Okay, fine. Whatever. All right, fine.
Derek Carr had a 126 passer rating yesterday.
That ain't moving off the spot a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you might have moved him off the spot and then he completed the pass while moving.
Yeah.
I mean,
you give up scaling, whatever, 2 touchdowns. I mean, and one of them, your best 3 defensive backs. Your best 3 defensive backs. He's behind all 3 of them. It was a hell of a throw by Derek Carr, too.
It was.
That was a hell of a throw. But then the second touchdown is in between 2 of the 3 best defenders, and A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates. So I don't know if it was a pass off or how they – whatever. I'm not going to get up here and see and try to act like I know what coverage they were in. I do know what coverage they were in, but at the same time, like, okay. But, yeah.
Whose responsibility was what? I'm sure he'll be asked about that throughout the week. And, again,
yes.
It doesn't matter. Like, at this point, they can explain
–
whatever, like they busted the coverage and they scored 2 touchdowns on them, and they scored all their points in the first half. I mean, they had a field goal in the second half. Shout out to the defense for bowing up. Kind of thought the defense could do that against this offense all game,
right?
Because of what they're missing and where they're at this season and all that. But
they did just enough.
They couldn't.
They did just enough, Bunk, in the first half, and the Falcons didn't do enough to win that football game. They did just enough. Got their head coach his first NFL victory, which stinks. But he has a funny story about him flooding the head coach's bathroom.
He did clog the toilet pregame. Nervous tummy.
Yeah, man. I mean, and that happens. Your first ever NFL game. His facial expressions.
He's got a funny face.
Yes, he does.
He's like
he's a special team coach.
He's like if Travis Schlenk was in like a weird face contest. A
little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Or like if you go to like one of those fun houses with the mirrors that are shaped funny.
Yeah.
It's like Travis Schlenk in a fun house mirror.
Yeah.
That's what his face looks like.
And then it looks real stretchable. And why was his headset so damn big?
I don't know.
Yeah, he got the biggest damn headset. Sure. Like, maybe because you're responsible for all 3. I don't know. But the Falcons tricked this game off.
Sure did.
There's no way to say it.
Sure did.
They tricked it off. Looks like a whole bunch of changes are going to go in Chicago, the Bears, because they're broken.
Including their head coach?
Yeah, they're a broken football team.
Including their head coach?
No, he's saying there's going to be changes probably on his staff.
Yeah, that was something we learned yesterday.
They're broken.
They play the Patriots. It's like, all right. This team, did he lose the team? Because it kind of looks like it,
they're
the way
broken.
They played. They scored 3 points on the Patriots. I mean.
They're broken.
Why not fire him? What's the point?
Why didn't they fire him in the first place?
Well, they should have.
Get you a new head coach and a new young quarterback and go back. Because now you're going down straight down the Trubisky and the Justin Fields.
I know. And now, like, the job. I mean, look, it's a head coaching job. Someone's certainly going to take it. But wouldn't that job have looked more appealing coming in fresh with Caleb as opposed to having this year now?
Yes.
I would think so.
Because now they got issues. And when DJ Moore is like acting like a disgruntled player, this guy, this is the ultimate team.
Yeah, he doesn't really do
professional.
That.
And this dude is like,
that's
man,
on Eberflus. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about what happened on Saturday. Georgia got smacked by Ole Miss. There's really no other way to put it. We'll get into that. Alabama, LSU, great win by Georgia Tech. We'll get into that as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to get one in.
Fair enough.
I had to get one in.
It's a great beat, so who can really be mad? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show, Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, brought to you by the Man Cave Store this hour, this final hour of the show, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic. Also, phone lines are open for Falcons fans. If you didn't get a chance to call in at 1240 and say what you wanted to say, you can call in 20 minutes, and we can talk about the Falcons' loss to the Saints there as well. 404-726-0929. Going to spend this segment, though, in just a couple of minutes talking college football. I will say, before, I don't want to forget it, we mentioned it earlier when we were talking about Tech's great win over Miami. Brent Key is going to join Dukes and Bell at 5:30 this evening. Yes. So if you want to hear the head coach of Georgia Tech's football team after a great win on Saturday,
awesome win.
He'll be on the radio station at 5:30 talking about it. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome win. And the video has surfaced, and obviously he's responding to a DB Jake Pope, Georgia player, was at after the Raiders storming the field. He's jumping up and down with him. Basically, what he's saying is, my longtime family friend had come up to me unexpectedly after a game, and I was trying to get off the field safely and was extremely excited to see him after the game. I was also surprised to see them as well. And you saw the reaction in the video. Address it, everything like that.
The Georgia football player on the way off the field appears to be celebrating with Ole Miss fans, right?
Okay. Yes.
So that's the context.
Yes. But
doesn't really help.
Doesn't help. But he explained that's his family friend, and he saw him and got excited to see him, just like they're excited to see him. Whatever.
Kirby was asked about
it. Yes. What did Kirby say?
He said, "What an idiot."
Yeah.
Literally, I'm not joking. Like, that's actually what Kirby said.
Yes.
That would be strong, but, I mean, sure. I mean, they obviously had already talked about it. Kirby said he didn't see the video till this morning, and he got the story and all that. He's like, you just got to be smarter than that, man, in a situation like that. So that was one video. There was also the video of Carson Beck on the sideline next to Jaden Rashada smiling in the fourth quarter.
What the hell he smiling about, Randy?
Had a lot of people really mad.
I don't know.
Really mad.
I don't know. Take off that mother eye black, all right? Told you last week with that crap.
Especially in the rain. Like,
take it off.
It's not sunny.
Damn, you ain't.
And it protect from glare.
It's supposed to. That's what it's supposed to do. A lot of people. That's not what it do. All right? You ain't no damn. What's up?
Now yell at him.
No.
Yell at him. It's fine.
No, because the thing with him is that, like, you ain't done this all year. So I'm saying, I'm tough and rough. Let's sit your ass down. All right? This team, and another thing they frustrate, obviously, they don't have. They got a bunch of number two receivers, or number three receivers, pretty much.
Right.
And they don't have a difference-making pass catcher. And it's always been like this, and it irritates me so much. Stop rotating people out when they make. Lovett makes a great play, and then the next damn play you rotate him out? Like, let him play, all right? Because number 16, he made some great plays against us when he played at Vanderbilt. But damn, how many drops he going to have? They came into the league. They came to the game second in drops in the country, and left plus three.
Yeah, no, they're first now. Yeah. tracked down that leader, and they became number one.
Yeah. But, I mean, they just had no – and I give Ole Miss credit. Ole Miss whipped Georgia ass up front.
Yeah, like
– they – and I'm not talking – because the defensive line, I think that because of how fast Ole Miss was getting the ball, they had a plan for everything Georgia threw at them defensively. And most of them won space in the middle because they were trying to rush them and trying to get after Jackson Dart and Bobo – I mean, sorry, I got Bobo. But Lane and Charlie – damn – just a great plan for just why catch it, guys. One step slant or this here, and because they didn't, because Ole Miss's biggest thing was big plays down the field. Georgia didn't give up no big plays down the field. Mm-hmm. They gave up big running catches.
Yeah, they were short passes with a ton of yards after the catch because the guy just caught it. The guy caught it in space. Just schemed into a beautiful.
And there was nobody there.
Head of steam, and no one was in the middle of the field. Four or five plays where guys just catch it on the run, and it's just green
and
grass
there. And so then you look at Georgia. Oh, they had some good runs, but they couldn't consistently get the run game going.
Here's a perfect example of what we were just talking about. I'm just sort of looking at some of the stats here. They had one, two, three, four different guys in the receiving room for Ole Miss that had catches of at least.
Yes. And how many of them were catch and run?
All of them were. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't have that, but I know they all were because you watched the game.
Yes.
26, 33, 31, and 26. Mm-hmm. Like, those are big, long, explosive plays that they were in the game. And maybe it just kind of verified what they wanted to do, however they handled that first drive, because Georgia's defense came out those first three plays and made Jackson Dart pay. Mm-hmm. Like, and it looked like, oh, God, here we go. Like, here's Georgia's defense again, just like they did against Texas. You're not going to be able to do anything against them, and they're going to be suffocating for Ole Miss.
But that,
Jackson Dart gets hurt.
That was the adjustment they made off of the first drive.
Yeah.
That was it, because they pressured him.
Right.
They pressured him.
And the crazy thing was, Dart goes out. Simmons kid comes in, lefty. He plays one series, one drive, 5 of 6, 64 yards. They score a touchdown. He's just slinging it everywhere. Yes. And it was like, oh, okay. So they kind of adjusted to what Georgia did on the first drive.
They made the adjustment after the first, because Georgia pressured the hell out of him.
It was a
great interception.
It was a great
They go down, they score. Yep. And you know how I love me some damn Nate Frazier. I need Nate Frazier energy up in me. You got to hold on to the rocks, son.
Yep.
You got to hang on to the rocks.
Now, lost one in the second half, had another one. Yeah. They've recovered it, but he put it on the ground.
Yeah, you got to hang on to the rocks, son. Yep. And the key was that what Lane Kiffin went into this offseason to do, I don't care how much you spent, you went and got guys that were going to help you beat Georgia. And those guys up front were the difference in the game because they whipped Georgia's offensive line all game. We talked already about the couple clips where nobody – I ain't never seen nobody not be blocked. Like, nobody – like, Georgia's – as an offensive lineman, you always try to play on the other side of the line, play on their side of the line. Well, Georgia was on their side of the line. But
because they didn't touch anybody.
Because they didn't touch anybody.
Yeah.
There was no resistance.
Every single one of the play that we're referencing, every single one of the five offensive linemen let their guy go right
there
past.
There was no resistance.
There was even the left guard and the center double-teamed a guy and let him go between.
Yes.
Like – I watched that play 10 times to see if one guy did get one a single block. None of them did.
Mm-mm.
There was five Ole Miss players in the backfield making that tackle. They split it five ways. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, man.
You had to get half a sack. It was 20% of a tackle.
Yeah,
all
man.
Five of those guys got back there and made the tackle.
It was crazy.
And that was all day long. Like, that was what Ole Miss's front did to Georgia's. So, look, Carson Beck didn't play great. But
nope.
How could he?
How could he?
How could he with that pressure?
How could he?
You and then they start making those quick passes, and you get the ball out on the perimeter to a receiver, and maybe one guy's out there to block, but they got three DBs coming in to tackle.
Yep.
So now you're asking your receiver to make two guys miss to get positive yards. It was like as bad as they were at blocking on the interior of the offensive line, the guys on the outside can't block.
Yeah, they were getting torn down. And that's what happens because Georgia was always one of the better teams, but they had dudes that could do it. They had guys that were willing to do it. And I'm so disappointed in Oscar Delp. If you're telling me 84 is better than you because he was playing a lot, I know it was
tipped. He had a bad drop,
I know it was tipped to catch the damn ball.
Hit him in the face.
Hit you right in the damn face.
Yeah,
and so, I mean, it's just not – it's not where it needs to be up front. And now you got a team in Tennessee who is just as nasty, just as ferocious as far as pass rush as the team you just played. And you're telling me that you're going to go back out there with those five guys again – up there in Athens, just found out that game day is going to be in Athens this weekend for that game. It's going to be another long day because what they want to do is they want to press you and they want to run the hell out of football. And Sampson is the best running back in the conference. All right, one of the better ones in the country, and they are going to go after him. And so until those five guys, and I'm not saying they are miraculously going to get better, they got to play better. Your talent level might be where your talent level is.
Yeah.
But you got to play better collectively and give them an opportunity.
Whatever it is that they do well, and I don't know what it is after watching that game on Saturday, whatever it is that they do well, they need to call a bunch of that.
Yeah.
Try to help those guys out. Because, like, just and it's crazy to say this because those guys are all, like, big time recruits. Mm-hmm. Some of them have played really well before. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen, like, Ernest Green has played good football
games
before.
Yes, he has.
Not on Saturday.
No.
Now, that's not the tape that he wants the NFL scouts to see because that was a bad performance from him. And across the board, they all played bad. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do from Saturday to Saturday against a similarly talented front that Tennessee's bringing to town to get that much better. But they're. Kirby makes a lot of money to figure it out.
Exactly. So. Exactly. But they got to play better. Or I mean, just, you know, and he kind of said it afterwards after that Florida game, played that clip. Got to play better around him. They didn't play well around him, and he didn't play well. And, you know, Bobo, and yeah, I get irritated with his play caller also. But then you look at what else could he have done?
Right.
What else could he have done?
He's so hamstrung by how bad that offensive line was playing.
I was thinking more or less stop doing the you know, as far as the rollout, pulling the guard, just stay packed up front like that.
Yeah.
But then you're like, okay, and then have the tight ends help and chip, but then you got two men out in a route and everything.
They're
and you
also getting beat in the middle.
And you don't have guys that can beat a lot of one-on-one coverage.
Right.
You know, it was some throws. Aaron Smith kept falling. Yeah. I was like, go change your damn shoes. Like, he's coming open. Carson's putting it there. Yeah. And
well, he even had the one on the punt, too, where he slips, and it got lucky because that almost was a great punt.
Oh, God.
Anyway, just a bad day at the office.
Yep.
And you know what? Let me say, it certainly was, but it was because Ole Miss is really good.
Ole Miss is really good. Ole Miss is good.
I don't know how. I mean, I know Kentucky had the perfect game plan. I don't know how they lose both of those games to Kentucky and LSU as good as they are, but they did, so their back's against the wall as well. A lot of two-loss teams right now in the SEC, and if Georgia can beat Tennessee on Saturday, that's another one. Add it to the list. But that feels like a big task right now, given the way that they played against Ole Miss. Great win by Georgia Tech against Miami at home. Miami has been flirting with it for weeks, and we talked about it on Friday. I don't think anybody picked Georgia Tech, but everybody said, look, it's going to be a close game in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Miami has done that, and if Haynes King plays – who knows? Haynes King played. Now, they played both quarterbacks, but Haynes King played, and he made a lot of really big big runs, big throws, and all that. The only kind of frustration for me, if I'm a Georgia Tech fan, is, man, what if? What if he would have been healthy for those couple games that he missed? Because they could beat anybody when he plays, as they proved on Saturday. Well, not anybody. Anybody in the ACC when he plays.
And you look at their formula, man. I mean, they threw the ball 16 times, didn't even have 100 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the ball 48 damn times for 275 yards, 5.6 yards a carry. This is all about attitude. This is all about, hey, we can they saw something. Brent Key saw something. And it's like, okay. Because the throws that Haynes King made were all big throws. They were big completions on third down, guys coming open. That's what was the one thing about it. The dudes were running wide the hell open over the middle. And Haynes King just found them. And then, you know, and it should have been over earlier. He missed the damn crossing route. Oh, God, he missed the hell out of it. But, yeah, you can't take nothing away from that. That was just a straight-ass whipping by Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and just a really smart game plan if you can execute it, like you said, to go for that many yards on the ground, keeping the clock running. They won the time of possession by 10 minutes. That means you keep Cam Ward on the sideline. And still,
he had the ball last.
He had a chance. He had the chance at the ball last, and I'm sure everyone was thinking the same thing because he's done it five times this year. He figures it out and goes down the field and scores a touchdown. Not Saturday. Georgia Tech was the ones that made the big play. They strip sack him. They get the ball back, and that's that.
Yeah, and then you saw how they cut. It was up 12. You saw them cut the lead on the beautiful touchdown pass, and you're thinking damn, Tech got to punt the ball back to him. But yeah, the pursuit and just, you know, getting him down and being able to get the ball off of him was so important because they got the ball off of him, and that sealed it. Best formation in football. Damn victory formation after a big game. Obviously, the students come down. They rip down the goalpost. We still don't know where it went because usually they put it in some water, right?
Yeah. Is it like a creek over there somewhere?
Did they put it in like Centennial?
Oh, yeah. There's a fountain.
There's a fountain. That's what I'm like. I don't know where they put it at.
There got to be some sort of fountain on Tech's campus. Oh, they got like a big aquatic facility.
Oh, you know what? Never mind.
Put it in the Olympic swimming pool.
I think they said they put it in the president's pool. Or something like that. I think.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A few phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask us a question, or if you want to sound off on the Falcons game yesterday against the Saints, phone line's the same number, 404-726-0929. It's up to you what you want to talk about. We'll start with JR in Acworth. Hey, JR.
Andy, Randy, how y'all guys doing, man?
Good.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Coming from a Buccaneers, being a Buccaneers fan, the Falcons team this year remind me of the team that went to the Super Bowl. I don't know how you guys, you know, feel about that. And I'm actually a bit concerned that the Bucs may not even make the playoff. Hey, I just want to get you guys' take on both of those, and y'all guys have a great day.
All right, Jay,
Thank you, JR. You too.
I mean, the Bucs, I saw Tristan Wirfs, their all-world left tackle, went down.
Yep.
Talking about with the MCL injury, so you don't want he's coming back.
They're a tough football
team.
They're
tough.
And they're fighting their asses off.
Yep.
But it's really hard to overcome the injuries that they're dealing with. So, yeah, they might not.
Because all their injuries are to their major players.
Yeah.
You know, and then so, no, they might not make it. What year was – I always forget the years. What was that, 2017?
2016.
Okay.
2016.
No.
Okay.
No,
no.
No, I don't think. Like, I mean, Kurt's playing good, but Matt was the damn MVP of the league.
Yeah, I mean, they scored 500 points that year.
Yeah.
Like, they're yeah. Like, no, it's just not. It's not. Like, it's probably.
Even the defense was better.
It's probably as close to that as we've seen since then here.
Well, I mean, you're
but, like, you got to remember the level that that offense was playing.
It was at a difference.
And it got better as the year went. And all that. Now, here's the other thing, too, is as. That defense wasn't great. Like, they were like 25, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They were good enough, and they would come up with timely takeaways, or kind of, not really. Like, sacks, kind of, not really.
Right.
I mean, Vic Beasley had a bunch. But that team was so much better at getting to the quarterback than this one.
Yep.
And that team was not all that great at getting to the quarterback, but they were good enough. These guys just can't get
to
the quarterback.
They can't do it.
No, I don't see that, unfortunately. Not to say the offense isn't playing well.
The offense is good, but that was a different offense.
It's an all-time offense.
Yeah, that was a different.
Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Happy Monday, fellas. First thing, you know, thankful for Atlanta United and for Georgia Tech for holding it down for the area, because other than that, it was a rough weekend.
Yeah.
So, Andy, I got a line for you.
Okay.
The line is 3.5 on an over-under.
Okay.
Number of Busch Lights. Randy wants to throw it to TV this weekend when Georgia plays Tennessee.
Well, I'd say under. I don't think Randy's going to waste
a
Busch Light.
I'm not going to waste no damn beer or tear up none of my stuff
Georgia. I don't think that's probably not the right betting line. The betting line would be, cuss words would be too hard.
Yeah, curse words
that's
is cool, but yeah,
hard to set the line
I
on
would
that one.
Never, ever tear none of my stuff up. About no damn Georgia.
What would you be more likely to do? Waste a Busch Light
or
break an electronic?
Waste a Busch Light? Because I keep they always about my feet.
They're $2.
Yeah, they knock them over
less
on the ground.
Less than that.
Yeah, there's no way in the hell I'm going to throw my nothing at no TV about no damn Georgia.
Yeah, no, if the Randy breaks a TV, it's going to be on accident.
Yeah.
He's just going to bump into it
yeah,
and it's going to fall in the
pool. Which pretty much a lot of them have.
But if Randy spills a beer, it's going to be on accident.
Yeah,
he's going to bump into it and it's going to land on the ground.
No way. Ain't no way.
What would be the right over under? Like, during the game, what is happening? Like, how is frustration showing itself most?
Well, I mean, I think
volume.
Volume. Yeah, just volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you got it. Because Isaiah was over. So Isaiah's down there. Then Samson, obviably, he up and down the stairs.
Oh, I'm sure he was going through it in that game.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he was. He was. But it's like, I mean, I get mad about it, but then you get to a point where it's like, oh, damn. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it like, oh, they're getting ass whooped.
Yeah.
And like I said, I wasn't surprised. It was like you just saw the deficiency that we all knew, and you just found somebody to exploit it.
Yeah.
Better players.
Yeah, man, it was. It was really bad. Washington game was on Peacock.
So oh, that's
it was,
right.
Like, it was hard to click over anyway. And by the I clicked over to watch the start of it. They had the whiteout at Penn State and all that. Pretty cool. That game was over before it started. It was 28-0 at halftime.
Ew.
We benched our quarterback. Like
Will Rogers got
Will Rogers got benched for a guy named DeMond Williams, who, it's bad.
Yeah,
bad day
bad,
at the
man.
Office.
It's pretty bad.
We just gotta get ready for Oregon in a couple weeks.
Upset.
All we gotta
Where's
do.
Where's that?
It's a good question. I think it's in Austin.
Okay,
I think it's in Austin.
I think if it's in Washington, I think
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where that game's going to be played. But boy, it'd be nice. God, they're comfortable being number one.
Yes.
Like everybody else gets number one this year, then stumbles. They're number one. They beat everybody by 30.
Yeah. Except for Boise.
Except for Boise, but they weren't number one then.
Yeah.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, I almost wanted to call y'all like that and be like, man, but you know what? I'm off it. I'm off it. Like you said, you got to move on to the next game. Hey, so look, I'm good on pronouncing names. So Nico, I don't remember how y'all said his name is supposed to be pronounced.
Iamaliava.
But, okay, yeah. If you actually look at it, it say I'm a lever.
If you actually look at it,
his name is Nico Amaliva.
Okay.
So the funniest thing I saw this weekend, my homeboy sent me a message after Koo missed all the kicks, and he said, "Young ATL blank is tricking off."
Yeah.
So just put that, and he had a caption of him. That's all I got to say about that. All right, Andy, with the UGA, with Beck, hey, when is Kirby going to go out and go get that two-way quarterback, that dual-threat quarterback, like that's going to be one of the best in the nation? Because Beck just ain't it.
Well, he recruits them. They just don't come. Now, Rashada was, if I'm not mistaken, was a top something, 2-3 dual threat guy in the country.
Sometimes they come, but then Kirby doesn't play him.
Yeah. And what? Yeah. And the thing about it is why isn't he playing him? Are they good enough to play? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I get irritated every time somebody says that to me. And again, I will go back to last year before the season. I was like, Carson Beck gonna be our quarterback. I ain't never heard nothing good about him. And obviously he matured because that was an issue before. And
yeah,
I guess
not enough. I guess
not enough. I guess.
Yeah, but no, certainly some questions about what you do to kind of figure some of this stuff out in the offseason. Like, they recruit at such a high level. All these offensive linemen are 5-stars.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are like, he's the best this in his class. He's the best that in his class. He's 6'8". Look at him. He's a mountain. I mean.
But those mountains are all first-round draft picks. But we don't have those guys now. This guy's got the star.
These guys are all the same.
No.
Size-wise.
Don't let the star can you play.
I'm saying, though, like, for that part of it, like, Kirby's done the same thing as far as recruiting guys and getting the number one guard in his class and the number one center in his class. These guys just aren't very good.
No,
like,
not.
For whatever reason, right now, this group of guys, they were all supposed to be good, just like all the offensive linemen.
And that's how they viewed it, because you view, oh, hell, they're just reloading this offensive line and everything like that.
And again, this is not just like us being like, well, I think that's probably what's going to happen. This is people that follow this stuff as closely as you can, like Roddy Nabalson, Rusty Manziel, and Brandon Adams, like guys that are in there. Like, this might be the best offensive line Georgia's ever had. That's what they said.
I didn't
want to
believe that.
I was like, well, great.
Yeah, I didn't want to believe that.
I don't know. Sure.
I thought there was no reason
not to, like, with all the pedigree that everybody had, but, I mean, it isn't. So, I don't know. Go out and spend some money, I guess. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hi, Derek.
What's going on? I just wanted to say this whole weekend of college football has been crazy. And going forward, I'm looking for a real crazy shakeup, because it seems like with them adding these 12 teams, it's going to be real shaky until they actually pick them in. If the Falcons got to the playoffs at this point, I know you guys don't want to play. We won't be playing the Commanders, but if the Falcons made the playoffs, who's an opponent that you would not want to face? Thank you.
I mean,
I hate that word.
Nobody really. Yeah, like, yeah. I think that, look, the Falcons beat the Eagles. The Eagles are 7-2,
yeah.
Right? If you want to go deep in the playoffs, you have to play everybody or beat
Pretty
everybody.
Much.
I mean, the Lions are really the only team in the NFC right now that I look at, and I'm like, they're clearly
right.
A step above everybody else. And even still yesterday, they had 5 interceptions and had to wait till the very end to win the game. So they're capable of having a bad game as well.
Yeah, but you're going to get to see Washington later on this year and have an opportunity to go up against them. They're a good football team.
And,
I keep on saying, how good are they? They're a good football team. Don't get me wrong. And this young man, Jaden Daniels, is outstanding. But how good are they?
You're going to get to see the Commanders, like you said. You're going to get to see the Vikings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Both those games on the road. So
but the team, I'm telling you right now, they're leading the division. And that will give the Falcons all they want is the Cardinals and how they damn run the football.
Mm-hmm.
They are physical as hell. And then you got this little dude, and I don't think Kyler Murray's played as good as he's ever played. This dude is playing so good now.
Who
this
doesn't
year.
Throw incompletions
he's
anymore?
He's so good.
He was 22-24 yesterday.
Yeah, like, he's playing. This is the best he's ever played, man, without a doubt.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think the Falcons, And we've seen it. It's 10 games in. There's only one game where they were non-competitive, and that was against Seattle, and that was because they were, I don't know what the hell happened that day.
I don't even know.
I think the Falcons can beat anybody. I don't think they will beat
anybody. I don't think they will beat anybody.
But I think they can be in a competitive game with anybody. Again, they just, over the course of 60 minutes, deficiencies that you have, that they have, inability to affect the quarterback, they show up. And that's how you lose by three. Especially when your kicker, who you have a lot of trust in over the years, is testing that trust.
Get it done, man. That's what I'm saying. Get it. I saw the wildest stat that the Dallas Cowboys, as bad as they are, got four standalone night games left.
Nobody wants to see that.
Mm-mm. Flex them.
As much as we like to watch the Cowboys lose, like, not now.
They're disgustingly
bad. It's awful.
They're disgustingly
bad. They got nothing, really. Yeah. And they don't even have a quarterback who can throw it to CD anymore, so it's not even really fun to watch. he's got sun in his eyes. He's dropping passes. The running backs are bad.
It's just awful.
Yeah. Like Micah Parsons is back, at least. It's kind of fun. He might talk more trash about his coach.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
I don't care who's there. Damn, Micah? Something just need to be left unsaid.
Yeah, because they asked him, hey, what do you think about McCarthy coming back next year? He said, that's not above my pay grade is the first thing that he said. And then you stop.
Then you just
And then that's hersh. All you, then you don't talk.
And then you just hearse.
Or throw him under the bus.
Yeah, not me. Not me.
Say whatever the hell you want.
You've done more for this organization than Mike. damn.
Really? I wanted to win for guys that matter.
The guys that matter. damn.
All right. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Guys, that matter.
Takeaways of the day, every day around the shoe.
Wrong way, coup.
Man, that's pretty good.
That is pretty damn good.
That's pretty good. Darren Rizzi has a bad face.
Yeah, man. It's weird. It's weirdly shaped.
Randy straight up said that the pregame yesterday was fun, but the wait for the postgame is so long.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you mean the game?
damn.
The prequel movie that we never knew that we needed, about the story about Ted, who stole Curious George from a zoo and now is on the run from the law.
He is.
Just look out for monkeys.
He ain't got no name.
Doesn't even have a name.
He ain't got an alias or nothing. He's just a guy.
Just a guy with a yellow hat.
Yeah, man. Damn thief.
Yeah. Pretty weird.
We broke the cape.
Most people don't even look good in yellow. I don't. Some people do. I don't. We'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.